Right now, we'll just go to 1 Corinthians 10, 2. And this because we were talking about the word baptizo.
我们现在来下一个阶段的课程，我们先来看一下这个《哥林多前书》的十章二节。
Now, in this verse here, we see that the Jewish people, and this is all the people at the Red Sea, they're going to be put into union with Moses. We have the word baptizo, which means to be identified with Moses.
在这里讲到说，所有的这些跟随着摩西的犹太人呢，他们都在云里跟海里受洗归了摩西。
Okay, and see, and it says here in the English, all were baptized unto Moses.
这个要专注于我们看到说，这个 baptized unto Moses 就是受洗归了摩西这句话。
If you look at the doctrine about baptism, and there's actually seven different types of baptism mentioned in Scripture, and this is one of the seven.
我们要先了解呢，在整个圣经里面提到受洗的方式呢，一共有七种，那这是其中的一种。
You have the baptism of water, for example. There's a baptism of water for Jesus and a baptism of water for the believers given by John. These are ritual baptisms.
这七种的洗礼呢，其中有一个呢是约翰施洗，约翰为耶稣在河里所施的洗。那这个施洗呢，是也算在七种施洗中的一个，但是是只有耶稣得到的。
And then, of course, you had the baptism by John for the other believers at the Jordan River at that time.
而另外有一种呢，是当时约翰为所有的这个信徒所做的，在约旦河里的施洗。
Yeah, and this was all before the church age. Remember, the church age happened after the day of Pentecost, but the baptism that John was giving, this was before the church age.
而我们要记得呢，这个在施洗约翰为这些信徒施洗呢，是在发生在圣灵降临日之前，就是耶稣死后圣灵降临，耶稣上十字架后40天圣灵降临的这个之前发生的。那在这个圣灵降临日之后呢，我们就把它称之为教会时期。而施洗约翰对于这些在约旦河里面的信徒的施洗呢，是在那之前发生的，所以是还不是在教会时期。
And then after the church age began, then you have the water baptism for all believers, like for Christians, that most churches like to do now. Even when after people have believed in Jesus, they give them the water baptism.
而在圣灵降临日后开始的教会时期，所有的教会呢，都会在教会里帮助信徒做水洗，水的施洗，那这个事情是教会时期开始的。
And those three kinds of baptism, they're what we call ritual water baptism. So they're rituals to teach a message, and they all involve water.
而这三个，我们刚刚讲到的这三个，就是一个是施洗约翰为耶稣所施的洗，一个是施洗约翰为其他的信徒所施的洗，跟第三个就是我们教会时期以后教会为我们所做的水洗，这三种都是用水来洗的一个仪式啊，这听在解释给我。
There's four other kinds of baptism, and they don't involve any water at all.
但是除了这三种是水洗之外的，另外四种施洗呢，跟水一点关系都没有。
The most important one for us is that when you believe in Jesus, we're actually baptized by the Holy Spirit. And what that means is the Holy Spirit puts us together with Jesus Christ. So we're in union with Jesus Christ.
而这四种，第一种我们要特别讲的呢，就是当我们相信了耶稣基督的时候，圣灵就为我们施洗，让我们与耶稣基督合而为一。
If you go to Hebrews 4:6, that's what's actually they're talking about this baptism here. And they say there's only one baptism. What he really means is there's only one important baptism for us. Ephesians 4:5, sorry.
在以弗所书4:5里面就有很清楚的告诉我们这个受圣灵的洗。
In the Greek, actually, and the English translates it, okay, so you've got eis kurios, that means one Lord. Mia pistis, that means one faith, that means the Christian faith, and then you have hen baptisma, which means one baptism.
这边写到说呢，一主一信一喜，这一主就是我们唯一的主，一信呢就是唯一的基督信仰，然后一喜呢就是一种洗礼。
But the baptism, again, the word baptism means identified. So we're not talking about water. It's not a cleansing. We're not talking about any kind of a cleaning. It means to be put into union.
我们要知道这个洗礼的这个字呢，它其实的意思，就是 baptism 这个字，它其实是一个定位的意思。它其实并跟水没有，这个字原始这个字就跟水没有关系。
So what this is talking about, and you can read also in 1 Corinthians 12:13, and it mentions what this one important baptism is.
对，我们回来看这个《哥林多前书》的12章13节来讲的这个所谓的洗礼的意义，真实的意义是一个确认，定位确认。
Yes, it says, for by one spirit we were baptized into the one body. And that means the body of Jesus Christ.
我们这边在后面几句就说，从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
We're baptized by the Spirit, not by water. This is a spiritual baptism.
所以我们呢，是从一位圣灵受洗，所以是圣灵给我们了这个确认。我们是基督徒，而不是经由水让我们洗干净。所以其实洗礼的那个翻译啊，是会让人会有一个误解，以为说一定要用水洗，把我们给洗干净了。但实际上这个 baptism 施洗的这个原始的字，重点是在于一个确认。所以我们要靠的是圣灵来给我们这样的确认。
So when we're in Ephesians 4:5, that's what they were talking about. The one baptism means the one baptism of the Holy Spirit, talking about our salvation.
回到以弗所书四章五节所讲的一主一信一洗，这个洗洗呢是一个确认，是经由圣灵给我们确认，这才是最主要的概念。
Okay, but for the Jewish people, when they were at the Red Sea,They needed to be put into union with Moses to get across the Red Sea.
而在这个哥林多前书的十章二节里面讲到说，这些犹太人呢，他们必须归了摩西才有办法渡过红海。
Now, this isn't really the topic for our discussion today, but what I'll do is I'll give you the reference to the seven baptisms, it's called. I'll just see if I can find it quickly on the website.And then if you go to the website, then you can see that you can read about this baptism of Moses. It's quite clear there.
So baptism of Moses is also one of the seven.
That's correct.
那个现在 team 在网络上找一下这七种洗礼的所有的清单。那其中呢，这个施洗归了摩西，也是圣经里面讲的七种洗礼中的一个。
I'll just show it up on here. If I share the screen...On the website here, this is ibdoctrine.org, and you can go to the page which talks about, if you click on this one here, is 信洗, right?
信洗。信洗，我们可以到那个 ibdoctrine.org 里面去找信洗。
Yeah, and if you click on that, then you have all these different doctrines listed here. And it's down under here, you have the seven baptisms in two kind of documents.
在这底下你会看到七种洗礼有分第一章跟第二章，好，它有两个文章在写。
Yeah, so that'll explain it more clearly.
这会让你更清楚，这写得非常的明白。
Okay, but the fact was that the Jews had rejected God for their salvation, meaning to get away from Pharaoh. They thought God wasn't going to save them, and they were screaming and saying, well, we're all going to die.
而在当时呢，整个状况大家在圣经上都很熟悉了，就是他们明明就是已经看神的十个奇迹，让降了十灾，让埃及人放了他们，可是他们却仍然没有那样的信靠的心，他们就一直在呼喊着，他们在这个红海前呼喊着说，我们都要死了，我们都要死了。
And they started accusing Moses and saying, Moses, you brought us out here to die, and we would have been better in Egypt.We should be in Egypt. We should have stayed in Egypt.
然后他们就在那边抱怨， 就是甚至是规则于摩西说啊，我们应该在埃及的，你不应该把我们带出来的，这样你这样是让我们都会死掉的。
And God had given them promises. God had said, look, you're going to be worshipping me on Mount Sinai, and then you're going to go into the promised land because that's the land of your father Abraham.
而但是神却是已经告诉他们说，这些犹太人将要到西奈山来敬拜我，然后你们将会去到应许之地，这是神与亚伯拉罕立约要给亚伯拉罕子孙的应许之地，这都是神已经早就跟他们讲很清楚的。
And the people had already seen these amazing miracles, the amazing power of God in Egypt. When God brought those 10 plagues upon Egypt, they were very, very powerful.
而且呢，这些人也都全部在埃及看过神降了十灾在埃及，非常大能，非有这个神的大有能力的哈，为了解救以色列人所降的十灾这样子的一个奇迹事件。
And these people had completely rejected the promises of God. They completely rejected everything they'd seen. And now they were saying, Moses is trying to kill us.
而他们这些人呢，却在这个时候遇到了困难的时候呢，就完全了这个拒绝了神给他们的应许，以及他们眼睛都看过神给他们的奇迹，而却在扛这个抱怨，甚至是归责于摩西说，你要让我们死吗？
And these people were all believers in the Lord Jehovah and Jesus Christ. They believed in Jesus Christ and they had shown that they believed by taking the blood of the Lamb and painting it around the doorposts.
而这些人呢，都是神的信徒，也是耶稣基督的信徒，他们也都依着神的教导，拿着羔羊的血在他们家的门框上涂抹，然后来避灾，这些都是神的信徒才会做的事啊。
So they're showing their belief. You know, they believed that God would provide a savior, but they rejected God when they had a test. You know, they had a big test, and they should have believed that God could save them from their test, their Pharaoh coming, but they rejected God.
而这些人呢，他们都是相信神的救恩才会得到的救赎，他们也亲眼亲身经历了这样的奇迹，他们都是神的信徒了，却在当他们遇到了试炼的时候呢，却完全忘记他们信实的神曾经给他们的所有的救恩跟应许。
Just like us as believers, we believe in Jesus for our salvation and we're saved. We have eternal salvation.But whenever we get a test, if we don't trust in God's promises, we're going to fail and we're going to scream and we complain and we're going to die.
这就跟我们一样啊，我们都经由相信了耶稣基督而得到了救恩，我们也知道神给我们的所有的应许跟祝福，但是当我们遇到试炼的时候，我们一样会忘记神给了我们这些永恒的救恩，也我们碰到了问题就是在那边尖叫哭喊。
And if you reject God and His promises and you keep rejecting them, you really don't deserve to be saved. God should just say, well, okay, you haven't passed your test, you keep failing your test, so I'm just going to let you die and then I'll bring you up to heaven.
所以呢，如果在我们的人生中每次遇到了试炼，我们就忘记或者是就拒绝了相信神是我们依靠的主，是给我们救恩的主，然后我们每一次碰到试炼我们就失败，那最终神就是说，哎呀，算了吧，你就死了，让你赶快来天堂见我，不要再经历这些可以让你升级属灵生命成长的这些试炼。
And those Jews at the Red Sea, they did not deserve to be saved. There's actually a verse, I think in the Psalms as well, it comes out. They should have died. God actually says himself, they should have diedBut God saved them, and he saved them because of the faith of Moses, not because of the faith of the people. They had no faith, but only because of the faith of Moses were these people able to survive, that God protected them and let them pass over the Red Sea.
所以呢，在这个出埃及记里面讲得很清楚，其实神已经觉得这些人是没有资格得到救恩了，没有资格得到救赎了，是在太阳出来前他们就该就死掉算了，可是呢，神却还是救了他们。但是神再救了他们，不是因为这些人的信实，而是因为摩西，是因为摩西的信实，神 愿意再让这些犹太人活着度过红海。
So the reason God saved the people was because of Moses, the faith of Moses. But also, if you go back to Abraham, it's because of Abraham. So God was looking at his promise to Abraham as well.
所以呢，神是因着摩西的信而救赎了其他的犹太人，就像当年亚伯拉罕的信救了我们人类。
So eventually, we know that they were able to cross over the Red Sea. The Jewish people, they failed their test, and they kept failing the test, actually, for 40 years. And they all died out in the desert, except the new generation, which was coming through.
而但是呢，神也没有让这些跟摩西一同离开埃及，好，要去应许之地的这一些第一代的犹太人活着进到应许之地。还是让他们都在这40年的荒野的这个旅程中都死了。
And at the end of the 40 years where they've been in the desert, finally they get to where they're about to go into the land. This is the next generation of the Jewish people.
而当这40年度过，最终他们将要进到应许之地的全都是第二代的犹太人。
Okay, now we're going to read from Deuteronomy chapter 30. I had told you in the past you had to read in Deuteronomy chapter 29 as well. That was your homework. Okay, but we see that God is going to allow the Jews now, under the command of, it's going to be Joshua actually, that the people are going to go into the land of Israel.
在生命记第29章里面呢，就讲到说，约书亚将要带领以色列人进到应许之地。
Now, what we need to do, though, is we need to get through this. So we're going to start reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6.
好，我们先来念一下《生命记》30章第六节。
Okay, because that's the topic of today, which we haven't really started. But we're talking about here, it says, the Lord God will circumcise your heart.
这边讲到呢，就是你的神耶和华呢，将会为你的心做割礼。
And the heart of your seed, so the heart of your children.
同时呢，也为你的子嗣的心做割礼。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and that you may live.
因此你才可以让你尽兴的来爱你的神。
Now, what I want to do here actually is because we're talking about the circumcision here, but when Moses is talking, he says it relates to loving God with all your heart and all your soul.
因为这一段呢，《生命记》第三十章是摩西在对他的所有的以色列子民在讲话哈，他的意思是，神会割礼来将我们的心跟我们子孙的心。来除掉所有的污秽，让我们能够尽心尽性的爱我们的神耶和华。
Now I want to take us back just quickly now to Deuteronomy, so it's the same book, but in chapter 6 verse 5, and we see a similar passage which later Jesus is going to quote as the greatest commandment.
而在这个生命记第六章第五节呢，也有一个非常重要的神对我们的一个指令，一个命令，就是。
Oh, okay. In Matthew chapter 22, we have a man came to Jesus and said, "What is the greatest commandment?"
记得在马太福音二十二章呢，有一个人来找耶稣说，最重要的诫命是什么？
And in verse 37, it is Jesus said, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might.
而在那时候呢，耶稣就回答这个人说，就是在第37节，他就说你要尽心尽性尽力爱你的神。
Yeah, we'll just go there quickly. Actually, we can just bring it up here. So this is Matthew 22:37. He quotes a little bit different, but he's actually quoting from that verse from Moses. He says, all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. That's Matthew 22:37. Okay, so do you get that right? He said, we have all your, in the Greek there, we've got all your heart, cardia, and then you have soul, that's psuche, and then you have dianoia, that's your thinking.
在这里呢，就是马太福音22章37节。里面耶稣就对这个人回答说，你要尽心尽性 尽意爱你的主。
So he's quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. He's quoting from Moses.
所以他其实是引用几乎跟摩西一样说的话，就是在申命记六章五节所说的话。摩西是说你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。摩西是说尽力，那耶稣是说尽意。
But actually Jesus says this in the book of Luke, and I think in John or Mark he quotes it. It changes a little bit every time. So he's probably teaching this more than one time, but he's emphasizing just slightly different. But obviously it's all coming from your soul and your heart.
因为耶稣在教导这个概念的次数很多，他每一次讲的是稍有一些些用字不太一样，但基本上就是你要尽心尽意，要用你的心，要用你的魂，好，来所有的思考都要去全面性爱你的神耶和华。
Now remember, that's the greatest commandment. The greatest commandment is to love God.
所以最大的诫命就是爱神。
Yeah, and see, when the man came to Jesus and was asking that question, he was probably quite religious. And they have all their religious rules, and he was wanting to know which of the religious rules is most important. And Jesus said, it's not about religion, it's about your love for God.
所以呢，我们可以看出来，那个来问耶稣这个事情的人，他绝对是可能很宗教性的一个人。但耶稣却教他说，你不是要用宗教的方式，而是要尽心尽性。要用爱的方式去对你的神。
And that principle applies in the Old Testament as well.
而这样子的一个原则是在旧约里面就很明显的教导。
Okay, but the only way that you can love God with all your heart and all your soul is through what's called the circumcision of the heart.
而唯一可以让你真的尽心尽性尽意爱你的神的唯一方法，就是你要为你的心做割礼。
Okay, and that's what Moses was talking about in Deuteronomy 36.
这也就是申命记三十章六节所提到的。
So we'll just go back to that verse 30 just to finish off today.
所以我们现在回来再读一遍申命记三十章的第六节。
Okay, now he starts, he says that the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love the Lord God with all your heart and all your soul.
所以耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔的心里的污秽除掉，也就是割礼同一个字，好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。
Now, in this verse in Deuteronomy 36, it says that God will circumcise your heart, but then you have in another verse that says that you have to circumcise your heart.
所以这边是说耶和华将会为你的心做割礼，除污除秽。但是呢，在另外一个经句呢，他是说你自己就也要为你自己的心做除秽的事情。
That's what I have here in Deuteronomy 10:16. Actually, there's a command. It says you must circumcise your heart.That's a command by God that you have to do it.
而这是申命记十章十六节神给的诫命，他说你必须要为你心做割礼，也就是说你要自己也要在心中除污除秽。
So what's happening here, and just to give you a heads up, which means to give you a brief on what circumcision means. Circumcision means a taking off of everything that's useless or that you don't need and separating yourself to God. So, you know, we call that making yourself holy or making yourself pure.
所以真正这个割礼的意思是什么呢？就是把那些不属神的不需要的这些东西，就可以把它当作是污秽的东西，把它跟神属神的切开来除去的这个过程，就是除污除秽的过程，就是割礼。
Yeah, again, we need to look at this. We're just going through this quite slowly. So next Tuesday, we'll look at this in more detail, and we see how that there's a two-sided thing.On one side, we have God, and he's circumcising our hearts. He's changing our hearts. And on the other hand, we have ourselves. We're commanded to change our hearts as well.
我们下礼拜二要继续谈这个主题啊，因为我们整个讲解是比较缓慢的。但是重点，我们下礼拜二要谈的就是说，耶和华为我们的心做割礼， 跟我们自己为我们的心做割礼好的这个内涵跟差异。
I think next Tuesday, are you able to come and translate, Serena?
I think so, yeah.
Good. Okay, so we'll do this on next Tuesday. We do need to try to get this finished at some stage.
我们下礼拜二继续来谈这个主题，把这个主题讲清楚。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we had to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这样的机会、时间，让我们可以研读你的话语。
We pray that as we submit to your command to study your word, that our hearts will be changed, that we'll be circumcised, in order that we can learn to love you more and more.
而经由我们对接受跟学习你对我们的教导，我们的心可以被受割礼、除污、除秽，而让我们能够更爱你。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.